Okay, so welcome back, everybody.
What up, people?
We have a working title. We don't look, I think every podcast episode, we're just gonna tell y'all what we think the title is gonna be, and then one day you're gonna up and look up and see that it is the title. Right now, the working title, what is it, Banks? What it,
Civil and Savage.
so the So one of Banks's friends suggested Simple and Savage, and I was driving when I heard him say that. And you're in the car, you got the windows down, and because my air conditioner's not working right now, and so I didn't hear Simple and Savage. I heard Civil and Savage. So I heard it wrong, but we like it. So this episode, that's what the podcast is called. One day we're going to settle on a name, and then you'll see it everywhere. But I am Daniel, and this is.
Alexander the Great
Oh my
Banks.
God. It, each.
Look, I'm still rolling with it.
The first time you said it, I was like, oh God. The second time, I was like, okay. And now I'm like, it's growing on me a little bit. I think it's because you
Yes,
are great.
Alexander the Great
I think it's because you are
Banks.
great. And I'm like, okay, I can see that.
Thank
Today,
you for your kind words, sir.
kind and honest. We've got a lot on the table we want to talk about today. But before we get started, Banks said he had a story he wanted to say. And he specifically said, I want to save the story for the recording. I don't want to tell you yet. So, Banks, the floor is yours. Tell me this story.
So it's not like this astronomical, life-changing story or anything. It's
I just
just
would rather build it up that way.
okay, well, build it up. Build it up for a big letdown. That's where I'm at with
Story
that.
of my life.
Right. Okay. So I travel for work. Those of you that don't know, travel for work, and I'm not a hitman, contrary to popular
We
belief.
have a running joke in our Fortnite squad group that Banks is a hitman because he's always on the road. Like right now, Banks is recording from a hotel. He's in a
Yes.
hotel basically Monday through Friday. He is a sales director. He does really great work, but he's on the road Monday through Friday, and he's always in a hotel. He's former military. He was a model. He played football, and
Look, I did a lot of stuff.
he did a lot of stuff, and it's just like his story sounds like a spy dossier. It sounds like a cover that you build. I'm like, okay, we're
It
gonna
is
say he's a
not.
former football player. We're gonna say that he, was a model. We're gonna say these
That's a
things.
huge cover story, though.
It is a
So
huge cover story,
when you talk
but
about it, it's like, man, he did a lot of stuff, but where is he at?
yeah,
Like,
and
what?
so our joke is he is a hitman. It gives him the perfect cover, like this on the road Monday through Friday. Hell, he's a
A
family
lot of
man and
languages.
yeah, former military. So our running joke is that Banks is a hitman who calls himself Alexander the Great.
Yeah, Alexander the Great, not a hitman.
Okay.
But anyway, back to this terrible story, right? So I have like a pet peeve, right? And it's when people like hit you with the beatbox. It's like, ah, it's like the worst thing in the world to me, right? So
I'm sorry. I don't understand. What do you mean hit you with the beatbox?
hit you with the beatbox. You know when you say something to somebody and they're like, or make those grunting noises and shit. I call it hitting you with the beatbox. Like,
No, Banks, Banks, who are your friends? Who are
nobody has ever hit you with the beatbox. Like,
give me an example, because I really don't understand what you're saying, and I'm more than a little confused.
so when you go up to talk to somebody and they're just like annoyed with you, and then they make like those noises. I mean, I know some of the listeners know what I'm talking about. They make those noises where it's like,
Banks,
Anyway, I
I
call it hitting
truly
you with the
don't understand what
beatbox.
you're saying. You
It's
honestly
like an
sound like
annoyed sound. It's
you
like an
sound like
annoyed
Tim the Tool
sound.
Man Taylor, like from
Right.
Home Improvement. You're just like,
Yeah,
like,
like that's what it sound like to me.
okay, give me an
Right.
example of a topic that or something you'd say that would make somebody grunt indiscernibly toward you.
Well, okay, so again, I stay at hotels, right? I
Yeah.
travel. So I accidentally left my key in the room, right?
Okay.
I go to the front desk and I'm like, hey, ma'am, can I have a extra key? I left mine in the room on accident. I apologize. And then she's like, okay. So I get up. I go upstairs to the room. It doesn't work. The key doesn't work. So I go back down there. I'm like, for some reason, this key's not working. She's like, hold on. And then she grabs the key from me. I feel like she's already annoyed, right?
Yeah.
So she grabs the key from me. She puts it on the little scanner thing, punched in whatever she needs to punch in. I go back up, and it still doesn't work. I come back down, and then she goes,
oh, my goodness.
Give it here. Like, I'm like, man.
Wow.
That's the beatbox.
Oh, my God. Banks, I just don't have people do that to me.
Give me a key, bitch. You're not Justin Timberlake. Give me a key.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean Justin Timberlake? What?
Justin Timberlake be beatboxing and shit. Yeah, like you just did. That's the beatbox.
Okay. That's the beatbox. Okay.
You nailed it perfectly.
Okay, that was the beatbox, and I didn't even do that on purpose. Okay, so that's the beatbox. Okay,
that's the beatbox.
Because I was gonna say I'm only familiar with this coming from like black women, but like
I mean, it comes from all women, shapes and sizes.
Okay, but
in general.
But I was gonna say, like I guess I've had people do it to me. But I feel like I'm not as familiar with it because black women don't really make noises if you do something that gets on their nerves. Like you might get that sigh and that grunt, but it's much more of eye rolls and looks that are just much more damage inflicting. Like,
see, I work with people of all types, so it's definitely like it's just an annoying thing to me.
All those folks just man, like if I didn't know how much your coworkers love you, I'd be like, man, do they like you? I know they do. They love you.
Every now and then you get the beatbox, and it's one of those things that I'm just like, did she just hit me with the beatbox?
Maybe I'm just perfect because this never happens to me.
That's it.
No.
That's all I can imagine. I think you are a perfect human being.
No, they're just doing it when I walk away. That's
you're
all
a good looking man. You're handsome. You got a beautiful lady, and I mean, all things in the world for you are great.
Oh shit!
If nobody hits you with the beatbox, then you are living your best life, sir. Because that shit is so annoying.
Okay, so
don't do that to me. I don't like it.
So it's funny you bring that up because it kind of aligns with what we want to talk about today. So we've got like one big topic we're going to talk about. And Banks is going to kind of take the lead on this, but I will mention how we got to it. So the first way we got to this topic is we were talking about, and the topic is dating in the modern world, particularly when it comes to setting up profiles and online presence and how you present yourself online. And Banks has more experience with this than I do because I married my high school sweetheart, so I've been with her for like 20 years. So I don't know. I'm saying that because I want people to know I am not the expert here. I don't have dating experience, so that's why Bae's going to take the lead, and I'll just ask questions. But
if my wife is listening, I am not the expert here.
No. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me be clear. I'm talking about from before he was married. I'm saying I'm saying he's got more experience because he was in the dating world before he got married. Yeah, let me clear that up because I want people to be like, what are you doing over there? But we were talking about working out because I am in a weight loss journey. I've lost, compared to my heaviest weight, I'm down like 30 pounds. Things are fitting much better. I feel better. It feels good. And we were talking about how important it is to work out, especially for men who want to turn their lives around and have success and good health, not only for themselves, but when it comes to those that they're attracted to. But then we were also talking about Usher and the Tiny Desk. So before I go forward, Banks, did you watch the Usher Tiny Desk?
I have not. Yeah,
okay.
You're gonna kill me for it.
No, I'm not. I'm slightly disappointed that you haven't watched it, but I get it. I get it. You're very busy. So
I work.
So when you get a chance, watch it. Y'all, the Usher Tiny Desk is amazing. My wife and I, our relationship soundtrack of high school is like to Usher. But we were talking about like, will you connect?
So cute.
Gosh. But we were talking about like relationships and picking up women. And because I don't have experience with it, I'm just going to ask more questions because I think especially in this day and age where that's how you're meeting people is online. I think it's really fascinating and a conversation worth having, because I think there's a lot of different voices out there. But from my perspective of somebody who's friends with single people don't like it's hard out there. You know what I mean? And because it's hard out there, I think it's valuable to have somebody kind of talk through it. So Banks, kind of like to set up, what is it like in a nutshell that you wanted to talk about? And then we'll dig into it deeper. Why was this a topic you wanted to cover here?
So I see so much. Like I have friends that are single and they approach me with these scenarios and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, how are you attracting this person? Or, you know, like what caused you to date this girl? And like, how did you meet? And they tell me these stories and I'm like, really? She went for that? So I just, you know, and like,
you had success that way?
Right. Right. But they don't have success that way, which is why some of them are still single today. And that's that the problem is going for what you want. Like a lot of guys, create these profiles and these social media platforms or all these like sites like Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff, right? Match, they create these profiles and they attract these unstable women. Do I want to say that?
Rest in peace to your mentions.
Right. So then I'm like, all right, well, show me your profile. Like, what does it look like? Why are you attracting these unstable females?
Okay, like, hold on. I want to be clear here. What do you mean by unstable?
I mean, just not right in the head. Or
oh God.
Like,
okay, hold on. What do you mean by that? Do you mean toxic? Like, do you mean
toxic? That's the best.
Toxic, word for it. Selfish, he's narcissistic. Toxic.
A little bit of all of that, man.
Okay. Like,
gold diggers, all of the above, right? So,
I don't think gold diggers are unstable. I think that's a fairly stable enterprise.
They are stable. I withdraw my.
I was just being facetious because I think if you know. I want to get money and I'm going to be with people. Like, I feel like that's a pretty stable mission. Like, this is what I want to do. But okay, so you're talking about people who are not good for you, people who are not healthy to be around.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So one of my friends, and I'm just tell this quick story real quick. So my guy is, he's like, this girl's cheating on him, right?
Okay.
And I'm saying, okay, so where'd you meet her? He's like, I don't want to tell you. And I was like, well, why don't you want to tell me? He's like, man, because I don't want to tell you. Okay, so where'd you, like, did you meet her at a bar? Did you pick her up at the club or something? He's like, nah. And then I finally found out, I'm like, just tell me where you met her, and I'll tell you why it's not working. My man met her on OnlyFans. He, like, subscribed to her account, and then he was messaging her. They started dating, and then she's cheating on him. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, you met her on OnlyFans, bro? Yeah, OnlyFans.
Okay. Explain it to me like I'm dumb.
Subscribe to her, right?
Click like and subscribe. Okay, right. So
like you're subscribing to her. OnlyFans is like a platform where, you know, you can show your butthole and your vag, and then get dudes pay for, like, subscription, and they can see all the buttholes and badges that they
and there's other stuff too, but yes, that is there.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but let's just be real, most people are using it for that.
Okay.
it's not Instagram. This is Buttergram. And
Buttergram.
Like right. So he meets this girl on OnlyFans after he subscribes to her, likes all her stuff, and then he asked to take her out. I'm like, okay, well, you're taking her out on a date after you met her on OnlyFans. Like, is something wrong here? Are you not seeing what I'm seeing? Because I felt like you're meeting her on a site where she's showing her goods, and then you're like expecting like this wonderful relationship to blossom. her to cancel her OnlyFans and all of her subscribers and just date you and you ride off on the white horse into the sunset. Bro, come on.
Okay, so I'm coming at this from a place of ignorance. So these are more so questions than positions. The first thing I would say is I think that as more and more people do OnlyFans, this is not going to be out of the norm. This is probably going to become more normal. Okay.
Why though?
Because, I mean, it's just percentages. The more people who are on OnlyFans, who try OnlyFans, who do it, and the more people who subscribe to the platform, you're going to have that kind of like those intersections of people who are offering a service of some kind on OnlyFans and then people who are partaking in the service. But the other thing I would say is, okay, I feel like, okay.
and I don't want to say his name. He
No, don't.
Story. However, this guy, he's nice looking dude. Like, I mean, good looking dude. Like, no homo or nothing, but I mean, he's a good, attractive young man, right? He has generational wealth, so like he comes from a wealthy family and he has his own money, got a great career, and he's like, I can't find the right girl. And then, but the only, I mean, if you're searching on OnlyFans for the right girl, do you
okay, that okay,
one type.
Okay, that helps me because I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm thinking, well, okay, I don't think it's wrong to go on OnlyFans if that's what you want to do. Right. You freedom. I also don't think it's wrong to subscribe and engage, you know, and connect with the people there who are offering services. Because, I mean, sex workers want love, too. Right. What seems to me to be the issue is it's a lack of clarity that, okay, if you go onto this platform, this specific platform, then it's kind of like, and this might not be a proper analogy, but it's like going to like a gentleman's club and going right there looking for love. You're right. There is
100% exactly.
Yeah. Correct. There are services and goods there and right, you could partake in the goods and services if you want to. But the question is there alignment between what you're looking for and what they offer? That to me seems like the issue. It seems like this gentleman did not have a clear understanding of alignment of, okay, I'm looking for this thing. And then he went on this platform. And again, he can go there if he wants to. I'm not judging it. But he went there. And then it's like, well, I'm going there, but I'm looking for B instead of A. That to me is where I'm confused about his actions, because that to me, my mind immediately would go to, okay, well, it doesn't seem like you're clear about who you are and what you want. Because if you want a certain kind of person, it's not that you can't find them on OnlyFans. That's not what I'm saying. Right. I don't think you're saying that either. It's just a question of percentages and odds and likelihoods. And also the people who are on that website, you know, they have a business that they're running. Okay. They are their business, but they have a business they're running. And I mean, they're not looking for people who are looking for love. They're looking for people who want to partake in their services. This is a very weird conversation.
It's a weird conversation. But
yeah, I think his issue is alignment.
Right. So look, and there are so many different platforms to meet people, right? There's so many different websites. There's so many different online things. My advice, if you are trying to meet someone online, OnlyFans is not the place that you're going to go, because and then expect to find like what you're looking for in a wife, you know, and maybe it might work out for some people. But the reason why she's cheating on him is because, you know, there's a bunch of other guys on there that met her the same way he did. So like if you first met your wife and all you saw was the lower half of her body, would you be sitting there thinking like, oh yeah, this is my wife right here? But you can't think that way. Like, you can't go on OnlyFans and expect to meet a future wife. But I feel like we're tangenting, right?
So look. I think you can't. Yeah, I think the likelihood is such that if you were partaking in that path, then I don't think it would be reasonable to assume that that would happen in a high likelihood. And it's not that people there don't want spouses, right, or don't deserve spouses or don't want love or don't need love. That's not what anyone is saying, because I mean, you see plenty of folks who have relationships that they have partners who understand their work, even when it comes to sex work. It seems like to me the issue is a lack of internal clarity. That's what I'm seeing. It's like, okay, so if this is what you want, why? Like if I was talking to him, I'd say, okay, well, you said that you're looking for, because I mean, even then, I feel like this is one of those conversations where there's a lot to parse out, because it's not that there aren't good girls or good people on that platform. It's all it's all about what he means by good girl or good person. And what does he mean by that? Okay, well, where do you think the highest likelihood is to meet that person? Do you think it's here? And if it is there, why do you think that? If it's not that location, why are you going there? Because it just seems to me like he's got different aims confused. Oh, let's just put it that way. Like, he went to the website with one aim, and then his aim got confused with another aim, and instead he needs to stop and go, wait a minute, like, what am I doing here? You know, I would question if he's a person who understands himself.
It should have stopped there. He should have got his jollies off and kept it moving. And like I said, I don't judge people for OnlyFans. I would make one if I could, but I won't.
However,
Alexander the Great. Yeah, it's gotta be in all caps. Back to what we were talking about. So, the best advice I say is, look, if you want to find somebody and you want to do the online dating, the best way to do that, and I'm going to give you like a step-by-step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to a site that you have to pay for.
Oh.
Not OnlyFans. I'm talking about an actual dating site.
Like a subscription service.
Some subscription site where you have to pay for it. Because people, when you're investing in something, when you're putting money into something, you want to maximize your return on it, right?
Mm.
You know, if I invested in your business, I want a big, huge return on my investment. The dating profile is no different. And I'm in the sales world, so dating profile is no different. When people put money in, they want a return on their investment. So the best way to do that is go to a pay site. You are going to get more people that are interested in relationships long term and not just a hookup. Tinder sites are great if you need to get your jollies off or meet somebody.
I love how you said if you need to, and then you stopped, and it was almost like you had to think, what do I want to say it?
How do I want to say it? Yeah, absolutely. Right. And that's what happened, right? So go to a site where you have to pay. That is number one, right? And then, okay, I've talked to several women friends of mine, and your profile picture is your superhero handshake, right?
Superhero handshake, what do you mean?
So your superhero hand, it's your introduction. It's like when I land and there's some evil deeds going on, when I land, that's my handshake, like how I present myself right when I land as a superhero. I land with my chest out, my hands to the side, and like, yeah, I'm about to go kick these bad guys' ass, right?
Oh, so it's superhero, like the superhero landing in, right. It's like the superhero landing in Deadpool.
Yeah, just like that. You know, or what's the Black Widow? Whenever she lands, she does the poses and from the movie, you know?
I love that part in the movie where her sister is like, why do you do that? It's so goofy.
Right. And it's your superhero handshake. It's like your introduction to this person, right? So, and this is real life, man. If you are, that picture is going to be 80% of what's going to happen with this profile, right? Either they're going to swipe left or they're going to swipe right by that first introduction picture. Do not, and I repeat, if you want a good girl, dress well, shave, clean the shit up, look like you are a respectable human being on this planet, and don't murder something and show it up in the picture.
I now have so many questions, right, about what people are putting in their photos.
Hold on.
Let's recap.
I know you got
here.
Questions about that.
I do have a few, but I want to recap because I think I have listened to my single friends talk about dating online, and I do know a few people who have, you know, met their partner through like Match.com or eHarmony. But I think saying go to a paid service, that is really interesting advice because that's not something I normally hear. And so what you're saying is if everybody has put some skin in the game, no pun intended, then it will make it easier to find what you're looking for because everybody else has invested in this subscription and wants to be here because they're looking for something. They're serious. That's why they signed up for the subscription like you.
And that's why they're paying for it just like you. If on either side, if one person is getting it free, it is not worth the effort to do something with that profile. Cause I can just leave it up forever and not have to pay a single penny. But if you're putting money into it, they're putting money into it. They want it to work out for them.
Okay, so now I think we got to get to something because I think there's going to be people who ask the question of, okay, he's talking about finding a good girl. And good is one of those words that has a lot of baggage to it because everybody means something different when they use words like good and bad. So what do you mean when you say good girl? Like,
not necessarily good girl. I want to correct that.
Okay.
I'm saying finding somebody that you want for the future, not for a long time down the road.
Okay, like a life partner.
Right.
Okay, so this is about finding a life partner.
Finding a wife, finding the right girl.
Okay, Okay. Right. All right. I got you. So everything you're talking about, so starting off getting into a paid dating service, like subscription service or paid dating app. And then number two, the right photo, because this is about looking for the right partner. This is about looking for like a person for a lifetime, which is, you know, like pro-lifetime is a reference to our Roe v. Wade podcast that y'all should go listen to as well. Pro-lifetime. So you say
little gentle plug there.
There you go.
Don't listen to that other way.
I know. I'm trying.
You get 500 points for that.
Oh, thank you. 500 points for Gryffindor. So many points. So the photo is important because that's the first thing that people are seeing when you log, like when they go into the app and they're looking at profiles, they see your picture. So the picture is important. And what you're saying is that they need to present well, basically, like
your
clean shaven
handshake.
Superhero handshake. Okay. Right. So your superhero handshake is being clean shaven, dressing well, looking the part, and not having any dead carcasses in the photo. Do I have it right? Do I have that right?
Right. Absolutely.
So how many times have you seen a dead carcass in somebody's profile picture?
I mean, I've seen it where murdered a deer and they've been posing in it all fucking grin ear to ear. Like, yeah, I just killed this thing. Women are not soiling themselves they're not sliding out of their chair for that picture. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not happening for you, bro. And like, I get it. Put in your information, hey, I'm a hunter. girls do like hunters. It is a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like, women hunt.
Like some do. Yeah. Women hunters, women hunt too. So, yes. Yes. But on your initial photo, if there is a dead fish or a dead deer or something else that's dead on your first picture, it is not a win, bro. Like, I am telling you, it is not. You are going to attract some girls because some girls like that shit. Put it on the third or fourth picture, man. Your superhero handshake should be literally the best representation of you.
So I think a lot of guys, I think there's going to be, you know, like I'm from Georgia, so I know plenty of people who hunt. There's going to be some folks who say, okay, well, maybe I could put down the third picture. I think, but I don't, like, I think what will really apply to a lot more people is the idea of, you know, being clean shaven and well-dressed in the picture. Because,
yes,
and I could be wrong. You tell me if I'm wrong on this, but it seems like people will just kind of say, okay, well, I'm just going to pick a photo that I like how I look in. And there won't necessarily be the thought of, what am I wearing in this photo? What does my hygiene look like? Is this a good photo of me? Is it fuzzy? Is it pixelated? Is it clear? Like, you know, like, it seems to me that's the kind of stuff that I'm not sure people are putting thought in. And when it comes, you know, like, y'all will find out as the episodes go that, like, you know, men's issues and men improving themselves and being better people in the world, like, it's a big deal to Banks and me. I'm more focused on the inner stuff because I don't have the, you know, dating experience, the profile stuff. I don't have that experience. That Banks knows more about that than me. But more so when it comes to, like, the inner man and the stuff on the inside, like, that's the stuff that I really like to talk about and harp on. And I'll say, like, we're talking about how you present yourself to the world, but never forget that, like, making yourself a better person is good for you first and foremost. You know, it's not
being
just
a good human.
Yeah, being a good human, being a good man is good for you as a man because you get to live with a good man yourself. But also, it's not just about what kind of person you are on the inside. It's also about how you present yourself to the world. It matters. People make first impressions in the first 7 seconds that they meet you. So people are going to make first impressions when they see that photo for the first time. And so you may not want to clean up and get shaved and, you know, have a skincare routine if you got any, you know, blemishes that you want to clear up or get a nice haircut, you know, or, you know, clean things up before you, you know, put that picture out. But you may not want to do these things, but once you put it out there, people are going to make a judgment of you from that photo. And if it's not calibrated to how you want people to see you, you might not have the success that you're looking for because you're not being intentional about the image that you're giving to the world. So, okay, get it to the paid dating service app subscription. Number two, superhero handshake with your photo. What else do guys need to do?
Right. And just one more thing to add to that photo. Mm-hmm. Do not use filters.
Okay.
You are a beautiful person. and like, this is me saying this to all of you dudes that are out there and don't feel you're a beautiful person. Like, what you are, who you are, is a beautiful person. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It's a internally, you have to think for yourself, hey, I'm a beautiful person. I don't need a filter. I don't need this to look good. I'm a beautiful person. Take the picture, normal, no filters. You're beautiful.
Daniel, no filters.
You're beautiful with no filters. You're
thank you. Man. Okay, all so right. No filters. So guys don't need to do any kind of filters at all.
No filter.
Just take a straight picture. Okay, so right. No filters, superhero handshake photo, paid service. Okay, they've done all these things. What next?
Profile information.
Ooh.
What you're putting in there can separate your level of intelligence or your level of stupidity, right?
Ooh.
So what the information that you're putting in there, if you're putting in, hey, I'm 6'4", 270, muscular, ripped to shit, babe, with a nice cock. That's nice. But they don't like that. They want to know about you. put information about you in there. Do not use any of your negatives. All positive. Keep it positive. Keep it upbeat and keep it nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you a little trick. And this is a sales trick that I use. You know, when I set up apartment tours for people, right? I use a sales trick that wheels them in, right? It's generating traffic, right? I use a question. And my question is usually like, hey, I have an appointment already set up for you at about 2:00. Would you be able to make it? I don't ask for the appointment. I don't do anything like that. I just say, hey, we have an appointment set up for 2:00. Will you be able to make it? I send them an email. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to respond like, oh, I can't make it. Or, yeah, I can make it. I'll be there at 2:00. Perfect. I've already wheeled you in.
Yep.
So I always ask back in the day, I always asked a question. Put a question on there. Because 9 times out of 10, put a weird, unorthodox question on there. And this is a pro tip right here, guys.
Ooh, I wish we had music. If I could, I play special music for pro tip. But okay, right. So pro putting tip. Putting pro a weirder tip. Pro yeah. tip.
Pro okay. tip, yeah.
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 Okay. I'm gonna record something with
for, oh, no.
for that purpose right there.
We might have to change it to where it's something like alert so that we could use it more often.
Yes.
and not just in like a pro tip or pro like tip. like siren or alert, like red alert, right. Something like that. Okay, so weird unorthodox question.
Okay. So mm-hmm. here's a good question. I mean, you don't have to do it like I do it, but I do it, right? So if you were driving down the street and there is a man trapped in a burning building and a cat stuck in the tree, what's the first thing you would do?
Ooh, you asked our group this one night.
I did. And you see everybody responded, right?
Yeah, everybody did.
It's a personality quiz, but yeah. At the same time, it's so unorthodox that women look at it and say, I want to answer this question. That's how you get your match, right? You're drawing them in. You're drawing them in with a question that they want to know why you asked this question, right? Or why you put this on your profile.
Hmm.
It is a personality quest based on the dope test. If you don't know what that is.
The what test?
The dope test. Dove, owl, peacock, and eagle.
Oh, yeah, because we were all different ones.
Right.
Well, I won't say what I got because let's... Yeah.
Personality types,
right? Yeah, because so. you asked us that, and it was interesting to hear everybody's different explanation of what they would do and why. Because like even I had I would do this, and I would do it because of this reason and that reason. Yeah.
Yes. So that question, when you ask it, I mean, and like I said, it's a pro tip. Ask a question on your profile so one, you can find out if they read it, because mm-hmm. you don't want to shortchange yourself either. You want them to be able to read good.
G-U-D.
Right. You want them to be able to read, because you want a lifetime partner, right? You want them to be able to read. You want them to
have, oh my god, are you testing reading comprehension with this question?
No, I'm oh saying like god. You want them to be able to read so that way they can, you know, this is what you're looking for, right?
Pro tip. Add a PSAT question to your profile. So I just want to say real quick, I think there's immense value in telling people how to write their profiles, just because I have heard of people who, because there was a time when I wanted to be like a matchmaker, because I've hooked up a couple of different couples in my life. And even though I never really got into the dating pool, I feel bad for people who are single and want to find somebody, because it just seems like our society should have already figured out how to put people together who want to be together. And it just seems like we haven't, and we have no interest in really solving it unless it's like for capitalism. So like, right. We'll do reality shows. You'll have million dollar matchmakers. You'll have the apps, but like, there's nobody like, oh, I just want to put people together. Like, on a mass scale, just because I want to see people happy. It happens in small pockets, but not like in a mass scale. But I have seen people who charge and who write profiles for people.
Right.
And I see why they do it, but I also think that leads you into a problem, because then if somebody gets hooked on what was written, but that's not you, now you're kind of in the lurch. Okay, so yeah. So for you, it's all about what you write in there, and you're asking that question. And it seems to me like a question like that, a weird, unorthodox question that is yours, something that you want to ask. It seems to me, you can tell me if I'm wrong, Banks, it seems like it would invite kind of mystery. It would make somebody curious about you, or the kind of person that you might want interested in you. It would make them curious about you and say, huh, you know, and it makes them think about it and say, okay, I want to get to know this person. It almost feels like what you're, the advice you're giving is similar to the advice they give when it comes to like writing your resume.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Because you know,
on it today, man.
Hey, I'm trying, man. Look, I'm just trying to keep up with you. Look, because when you write your resume, the best advice I ever got was the job of the resume is to get you an interview. The job of the resume is not to get you a job. The job is to get you an interview. And then you get the job through your performance in the interview. And it's almost like what you're saying is, hey, the profile picture, the profile, it's all about getting you to the next step. It's not about getting you to the end goal, because the end goal is made up like a bunch of steps. It's just about getting you to the next step. Is that right? Does that sound
right?
That
is right. That is absolutely right, sir.
Okay. I'm trying to keep up with you.
No, you're keeping up, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up. Okay, so...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. So go ahead. Okay. So you're doing the profile picture. You're writing up your profile, and then you're including the question. For anyone who has a question about like the profile, like what you're writing in there, is there anything else you would share with them about that? If they have any just general questions about like what should be in my profile,
what should be in your profile is just information about you.
Okay.
Like the things that you like to do, like, hey, I enjoy X, Y, and Z. I enjoy this. A lot of people put hiking and outdoorsy stuff. And no, be specific on what stuff you like. Like, hey, I like to go play in rec leagues or flag football.
Or I like anime. Like,
yeah, I like anime. Mm-hmm. I like cosplay.
I like tabletop games.
Right. So stuff like that. I like board games.
Yeah.
So be specific about the things that you like. Because if they match up with the things that she likes, don't put shit that you do not do. If you are not a hiker and you are a couch potato, do not put, I like hiking.
That's because right.
The second that she wants to go hiking,
yep.
You're going to be like, oh, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm not walking out in the heat.
It's That's right.
For that shit.
That's right. Don't and it's going to lead to conflict.
Do not do. Right. Yeah. If you like sitting on the couch, I like to snuggle up and watch a good movie.
Oh, I like how you clean that up.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Put what you enjoy doing on there so that the person that matches with you knows what you enjoy doing. So when you present it to her, or you know, you present it to that person, they know, like, hey, I like playing board games. I like playing board games too. What games do you like? Start that conversation out, because if she likes the same things, then you're golden. It's good. You're matched already.
Okay, right? I just want to say real quick, I think this is really good advice, and I already know what an objection will be. So I want to bring it up so that you can address it. But first I want to say, you were like, I like to snuggle up and watch movies instead of I like to lay in a mountain of crumbs of my own making. I like to lay comatose in Cheeto dust, which if that's what you like to do, no judgment, but it's just funny. It's a funny visual. Okay. So let me pause right here, because I want to ask a question that I think people might have if they're listening to this. So let's say you like things like it doesn't matter what it is. Let's say you like to watch wrestling. Let's say you like to read comic books. You like to watch anime. You like to watch VTubers. You like to do tabletop games, whatever it is. I'm just bringing up examples of things that my friends and I like. But let's say that you are nervous about how someone will take your hobbies and interests. Like, let's say you like to play D&D, which is very fun. If you're nervous about like how somebody will take the things that you like to do, and not about those things, but those are just examples off the top of my head, y'all. What would you say to the person who's nervous about like, what if people don't like the things that I like to do? What if I can't find someone based on the things that I like to do or on my hobbies or interests? What would you say to that person who is hesitant to be honest about themselves in their profile?
Okay. For that, there are two things that women like in this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
The truth.
Carbs.
Honesty. Mm-hmm. Honesty, right? And then they want to meet somebody that is themselves, their self, their true self. If you enjoy those things, put those things, because odds are the woman that you're going to meet and you're going to match with is going to like the same things that you like, or maybe she might be willing to try those things. But if you're not putting them on there, and then you're sitting in the house one day, hey babe, you want to go LARP?
Live action role play for those who are uninitiated.
So, and she's going to say, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
LARPing, like live action role play. And then she, you explain it to her. And then she's like, no, that sounds stupid. Right. And, or you could meet the girl, if you put it on your profile, hey, I like to LARP. You can meet the girl that says, hey, I like LARPing too. There's one coming up. Let's go. Right.
Yeah. Cause I'll say from my experience as a married man, when I was in high school, my wife knew, and those who know me know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. And I always have been. Like, I have a lot, Darth Vader lightsaber. I have like all the movies. I've seen them all. I've watched everything. I watch it multiple times. I love Star Wars. And so like one of the ways I knew my wife was the one was because in high school, she knew I loved Star Wars, and that was around the time that Episode 3 had come out, and I'd seen it. Mm-hmm. I saw it in theaters 3 times, yes. And yeah, I went by myself. I went with my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and then I went with my cousin, so I saw it 3 times, at least, well, just at theaters. So there was one holiday weekend, because, you know, we were in school together, and she was at home, and the Star Wars, the originals, the best ones, came on in like a marathon, and she watched them. Like, she watched all of them just because I liked it. And it didn't mean that she became like a super fan, you know, but right. She did it. She engaged with it. I like Lord of the Rings, not as much as Star Wars, but I like it. We've watched it together. She became a fan of Obi-Wan Kenobi because of watching Star Wars with me, and then watching Clone Wars, which is amazing, and becoming a fan of Obi-Wan. Super, and we amazing. Watched it. Yeah, super amazing. And then we watched Obi-Wan, the series, which I really enjoyed. And so I say that because what Banks is telling y'all is not just stuff that he's telling you. I've seen it in my own life. Like quick story, and then we'll get back to Banks.
Okay.
When we saw, so I still remember, because my wife brings it up, and she says it in a way like, I can't believe it worked. We went to see Iron Man 1. Okay, the first MCU movie. And yeah, it's the first one. It's the first intentional MCU movie. But right. We go to see it. And at the end, they have the end credit scene where Nick Fury comes in and says, I want to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative. Okay, so I'm getting chills right now when I say it because of what happened. So when he says that, I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, and I just big gasp. And I'm just absolutely shocked. And my wife is sitting there with me. And she's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you gasping? And I'm like, they're going to do it. And she's like, what are you talking about? What are they going to do? And I said, they're going to bring the Avengers to the big screen. And she's like, what are the Avengers? And I'm like, why? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I said, they're going to bring the Avengers to the big screen. I said, this could be the biggest thing we've ever seen. We've never had this many superheroes in one movie. I said, they're going to bring them all. Like, this is going to be mind-blowing. And she was like, okay. So they come out with Thor, and then they come out with Captain America, and they come out with the movies, and then we get to the Avengers, And when it comes out, everybody sees it. It changes cinema forever. And then my wife says to me, to this day, she's like, I really thought you were just being a nerd and geeking out. She was like, you were right. It really did change everything. I said, I told you. But she's a huge MCU fan. And she became a fan because we would go see the movies together, because I was going to see the movies. Like, I actually Die Hard in my heart am much more of a DC fan than a Marvel fan. I just think DC keeps making crappy movies. Banks, are you a fan of any DC comic book characters?
You know it, sir.
Banks, what do you have a tattoo of on your chest?
So, look, I had a nickname in schools, The Flash. And AKA the fastest man alive. And yes, I was fastest man alive. It was not for flashing people. It was literally because
I would hope
ran
not
fast.
I would hope so, not.
I was a fast runner. But so yes, DC comics are my thing. I love the MCU though, but DC comics are my thing.
Absolutely. And so actually my favorite growing
up. Put that in your profile.
Yeah, put it in the profile, because my favorite growing up and still to this day, deep down, is Superman. Superman is actually my favorite, for reasons that we could talk about in a future episode. So what we're saying is, you, like if you're listening, you hear the passion that we have about these things, and we have partners who support it. We have partners who enjoy it with us, and you can't have that if you're hiding who you are. And I feel like this is a difficult thing for people sometimes, because especially if you've been rejected, you know, if you've been rejected more than once, if you've tried to connect with people and they just don't understand your passion, whatever that passion or those passions are, and you're like, hey, like, I just want to find somebody who enjoys it. Like, I have friends who love anime, they love video games, they love these things, and they share them together. They enjoy them together. And as much as you think you can enjoy the, like, whatever your thing is by yourself, you can enjoy it so much more if you find a person who enjoys it as well. But you can't do that if you're not intentional and honest about who you are. And I just want to add one quick thing before we throw it back to Banks. When Banks talks about women liking honesty, I grew up around mostly women. I was raised by mostly women. I've spent much more of my life around women than men. And like, the time I spend around men is intentional because I grew up around so many women, and women have a lot to deal with on their plate. This is all from a perspective of a guy. So again, I'm not an expert, just telling you what I see. And Bates, you could tell me if you've seen this too. Women have a lot to deal with every single day. Like, they have a lot of obstacles and things to deal with just by virtue of being women, because our society doesn't actually like women. Our society just kind of enjoys what women offer, but doesn't really like or respect women. So women already have a lot to deal with every day. The last thing they want to do is, when they're looking for a partner, have to guess who you are and what you're about. Absolutely. If you're interested in women. Okay. And, you know, like, not everybody is, so we get it. And, you know, we're trying to be accommodating, but, you know, we are cishet men, so we kind of think in those terms initially, but women already have a lot on their plate. So, and I mean, even if you're a guy and you're attracted to other men, like, gay people got a lot on their plate too in our society. So the point is, people who are like dealing with stuff every single day, obstacles, impediments, things of that nature, don't want to then have to also wonder whether the person that they might be interested in is for real. Right. And nobody wants to get their heart broken. So you might as well, and Banks, you could tell me if this is kind of what you're getting to. You might as well filter appropriately up front, so that you don't waste their time or your time. And you tell them who you are. You tell them what you're about. You do it artfully in your profile picture and all these things. And that you could just have higher likelihood of success with whoever makes it through those filters. Does that sound about right?
Absolutely right.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm in an industry where we screen people before they even come out to look at something, right?
Yeah, pre-qualify. You know,
somebody, yeah. Yeah, you got to pre-qualify them first. So,
basically, you're bringing that sales approach of pre-qualifying your leads, of everything. You're bringing that to the dating profile because, in a sense, the way that you sell people, if you want to sell them a house or a car or whatever, you're selling them yourself, but in an honest way.
But look, so let's take this. I'll give you a quick example real quick. So if you are looking at a car, right?
Yeah.
This car is priced the exact same, right? On every single lot, right? The price is the same. The mileage is the same. The vehicle's the same. Whatever, right? And then you go to each one of these lots, give it a test drive. Color, all that's the same, right? There are people that were complete asshole to you at one place, right? There was a person that ignored you most of the time there. And then there was a person that engaged you fully, talked to you, found out what your wants and needs were. The person that you are going to buy the car from is the person that gave you everything up front, talked to you, spoke to you like a normal human being, and treated you with respect when you walked in the door. That's the person you're going to buy a car from.
Right.
Because people like honesty, not just women and people in general. They just like honest people, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're sales is the same thing as dating in a sense. You're presenting yourself to someone, you're talking to someone, and then you're closing, right?
Okay, yeah. So what else would you suggest to folks when it comes to the profile?
So, which gets that, again, you're drawing them in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've asked that question. They've responded to your question. You banter a little bit. Now, when you are closing, this is very, very, very important, right?
Alert.
Pro tip. Okay.
It's already so funny.
So, pro tip. All right. So when you've engaged in banter, you've talked back and forth, you're very interested in this person, you asked her out. Set the day, set the place, set the time. Don't wait for her. You asked her out. And don't pen pal. Don't message each other 100 times for 3 weeks, right?
Get right to it.
Hey, look. I enjoy talking to you on here. Let's meet at this place. Offer to meet her, because sometimes girls don't want your strange ass rolling up down her street.
That's right.
Where she live at.
Understandably so, too. Safety. Yep.
Hey, will you meet me at Benihana's for dinner tonight at 6 p.m.?
And if you invite her, you pay.
Right. You pay. Bro, don't come up in there, bro.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, look, we not knocking folks who broke. We just saying that you got to have bread in this situation. Like that's just what it takes to date. Don't hate the player, hate the game. So, like, if you invite somebody, I think you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's very simple advice. If you invite them, you pay. So if you're asking her out, you pay. But what you're saying is don't get into the long text conversations. Like unnecessarily long. I don't think you're saying don't have a conversation, but you're saying like don't like have an aim, and the aim is ask her out, meet her somewhere, get to know her in person,
you want or to them in person date with this person. Mm-hmm. You want to meet this person in person. You don't want a pen pal. That stuff is exhausting. You're having to check the app 100 times a day to see if she messaged you back. Don't do that. Just say, hey, I would love to meet you. I enjoy talking to you in this brief conversation. Would you like to have dinner with me at this place, this time? Set the date and time, man. Like, you set the time. You set the time. You set the day. You set the place. Don't let her do any of that. You do it.
That makes sense. That makes sense because it makes it, number one, it shows, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, because I think I understand why you're suggesting this. It shows initiative. It says something about you if you give her the date and time and you've already kind of thought about it. And then it makes it easier for her or them to say yes, because you have put this on the table. Or if they can't make it at that time, it makes it easier for them to say, hey, I actually can't make it that day. What about this date, this time? And then you've already got something. And now you're one step closer to meeting them. And if it don't work out, at least you had dinner. So I when it comes to, oh, there was one thing I wanted to say real quick. And Banks, I want to kind of hear what you think about this. So for those who don't know, I went to school for journalism. And so one of the things that we learn in school, in J school, is about communications and the different ways to communicate with people. And one of the things that you learn is that people read and communicate, they connect with different ways of communication differently than others. And when it comes to, and I think this is valuable to what Banks is saying about don't get into too many text conversations. When you text somebody or email them, they read it the way they're feeling. Right. They don't read it the way you might mean it. So
many points, 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 points,
points, points, points, points, points. So like when you listen to my, when you listen to me talk, okay, my tone is actually doing more of the communication than my actual words, because my tone can change how you feel about what I say. If you saw me in person, my appearance and body language would actually carry more of the communication than even my words. My words would be last. Most of it is tone. Most of it is body language, then tone, and then words. So, but when you have just text, and this is part of why people misunderstand each other so much on social media, all you could do is read it the way you feel. You have no context to understand what the other person meant it by. So you're communicating with, in essence, a stranger. You don't know them. You want to get to know them. And I think this is all the more reason why what Banks is telling you is valuable. Like, they don't have a context with you. They don't know how you would say things or how you would mean it. And you don't know how they would say things and how they would mean it. And so the more you text, like, a lot, it seems like, it makes you tell me if I'm wrong, there's more opportunity for miscommunication, misunderstanding that would be at no one's fault, but it would still happen.
Right. And it's just like if you're writing an email or something for work, or, you know, you're texting somebody about a sensitive subject. They don't know how it comes off. They don't know the inflection and what you're saying. They don't know anything about how it's being presented, other than the fact that this is the statement. And then you're sitting there like, okay, is this person being a jerk to me, or is this person being nice? Or I can't really tell, because you can't. You don't know. Don't get stuck text messaging back and forth and back and forth and back and forth without saying, hey, let's meet for dinner, this place, this time, right? Coffee dates are cool, but no. You want to take her to dinner. If you want a life person, take her to dinner. If you just want to meet her real quick so you can set up the hookup for later, let's have coffee. I don't want to spend any money on you. Let's just have $1.85 coffee, and let's.
I don't know where you get coffee from. There's only $1.85, man. You are obviously not going to Starbucks. $3, nah, right. I don't want to hear no $2 with Starbucks either.
And look, if I don't want to date her, I will spend $1.85 at the Waffle House getting her a cup of coffee.
Oh, God.
If that's what you want to do.
Oh, God.
But at the same
why would you talk about Waffle House? Waffle House ain't done nothing to you. Waffle House is always there for you. Waffle House is there. In the darkest of nights, in the toughest of times, in the most wavering of places and times where you can't see straight because you've had too much to drink. Again, this is other people's experiences. Waffle House is there for you. Why would you say all she gets is $1.85 coffee? That just
the way that you just spoke of it says that it may or may not be your experience.
No, it's not my experience, but I'm from the South. Down here, Waffle House holds you, man, in tough times. Look, some of my greatest memories in life are at Waffle House. So you over here like, oh, $1.85 coffee. Let me tell you something. Look, there's a lot of places that the prices have gone up too high. It hasn't happened at Waffle House. Waffle House has been there for me. It's one of my longest relationships.
So look, I understand your love for Waffle House being in the South. I get it. But
it's not love. It's appreciation. You know, like, but I'm also messing with you too. So yeah. for you, it's about the level of investment speaks to the kind of relationship that you want with that person. And so $1.85 coffee. I'm like, he's not going to Starbucks.
Hey, look, if I want to hook up for later, then yeah, let's go get it. Let's go to Waffle House, get some coffee, grab a waffle, and let's go back to the.
And if you want to be really fancy, a chocolate chip waffle,
yeah,
a pecan waffle,
that'll do it for her every time.
Oh God! You know what?
Chocolate creates euphoria, euphoric feelings. So when you do bring a girl some chocolate, you already know.
Hey, and chocolate is also good for certain times in the month, depending on the person. Sometimes chocolate is a big help there too. Okay, so I feel like. I had this thought while you were talking. I'm like, man, I feel like there could be another episode of discussion about what to do at dinner. Because I feel like there's a person who's going to listen to this and say, okay, I hear you. I'm going to try all of this. What could go wrong? And I feel like it's going to go right. And then it's time for dinner. And they're going to be like, okay, what do I do now? Like, how do I sit at the table? Like, what do I say? What don't I say?
How do I dress?
Because, I mean, who really teaches? Yeah, how to dress, how to present yourself. Because who really tells people how to do this? I mean, like, if you're single and you're looking for a person, your person, who teaches you how to do this stuff? What, you go on YouTube? You go online? You talk
Alexander
to friends?
The Great, baby.
Alexander the Great. Right here. Right. Earning that nickname every day.
Earning it.
So I feel like there's more to mine here with like what to do to prepare for dinner. Maybe that's the next episode. We'll talk.
We'll do a part two. And we'll finish this out. But again, you know, just make sure, and a quick story about, you mentioned paying earlier. This is a very embarrassing story, and this is the first time I'm telling
the best
it
ones.
On live TV.
And I've leaned into the mic
this episode with this.
I'm
horrible,
ready.
Horrible story, right? So I meet this girl online, right?
Okay,
my dating profile, same thing. I got it all buttoned up. It's tight, looks good, right? I get together and. Like it's about 85 degrees, right? I got my khakis on, I got my pants, right? I got my sport coat. So I keep
sport
my wallet.
Coat to a date. I like it.
Bro.
Looking like menswear.
Look right. You gotta look menswear.
Looking like house. Joseph A. Bank.
Right. You're gonna love the way you look. But anyway, so hey, if they want to sponsor us, I'm okay with that.
Hey,
anyway.
Bring it this way. I'm leveling up my wardrobe anyway. So you got the khaki, got the sports coat.
I got the sport coat on, right? So I call it Uber because we're going to dinner and may or may not have drinks. I don't want to drive. Let's go meet up for dinner.
Smart. No DUI. Mm-hmm.
While I'm waiting for the Uber, I take my jacket off. It's 85 degrees out, right? It's hot. I take my jacket off. I leave it at the hotel, or I leave it at, no, I'm in a hotel, blah. I leave it at my house, right? My apartment. Mm-hmm. So I go meet up with this girl. We're at St. Elmo's. If you live in Indianapolis, you know what I'm talking about. It is a very, very, very nice restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I get there. I meet this girl. I take her in. I'm wine and grabbing a bottle. Girl, bring a bottle over here, right?
Oh my God, I'm so
racking
nervous,
up this
dude.
Bill, right?
I'm really scared.
Racking
I'm like, what's about
bill.
To happen?
We get some steaks, delicious.
Steaks? So more than one. Woo!
She get a steak, I get a steak. And like, these are good steaks, right?
Steaks, I mean, bottles. Mm-hmm.
Got a bottle of wine. Wine and diner. She was pretty, right? Beautiful woman. Sorry, babe. She was hot. Anyway,
I mean, she don't compare to your wife, you know.
Nobody compares to my wife.
That's anyway. Right. That's why you chose her. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So steaks, bottles, having a good
all
time,
that stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then I realized I didn't grab my sport coat. My wallet is in the pocket of my sport coat.
Oh.
Any classic gentleman keeps their wallet right there in that pocket, right inside the sport coat. The bill is $389, bro. I was like, oh shit.
Oh my my God.
This girl was an attorney, so but I left out of there feeling just like depleted, like, damn.
Yeah. And I thought you were going to tell me a pit story because you said it was 85 degrees.
It's a horrible thing when you have to say, look, I know I invited you to dinner, but will you pay for this? Because I left my wallet at home when I got an Uber. And I did it. I sucked it up. I manned it up. I told her the truth. I said, look, when I get, I can like Venmo you or whatever, or PayPal you. PayPal, if you want to level us up, go ahead and shoot us a message. But anyway,
hey,
look at that, man. Grabbing sponsors. Points, points, points for me.
Points, 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 points.
All right. So I told her, I said, look, I'm going to PayPal you, but you're going to have to use your card. And what made me realize that I didn't have my wallet is because, like, I was going to switch it to my pocket, go up there, take care of the bill, come back to the table so that I don't even worry about it, right? But I was like, damn it. I went in the bathroom, put some water in my face. I was like, what the hell is wrong with me? Dude hands me a towel. He's like, dude, I don't know what's wrong with you. You're talking to yourself in the bathroom.
So, oh my God, so dude, you were going through it.
I proceeded to tell a bathroom guy what's going on. He's like, dude, that's fucked up. And I was like, yes, it is fucked up. Right? So, most embarrassing story of my life, right? So, her name, so the girl's name, I remember the lady's name, right? And I was like, man, I PayPal'd her. And I was like, damn it. I just felt awful when I left, right? And then the thing is, I talked to her 2 days later. And I said, again, I'm really sorry about what happened, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, look, you were honest with me. And that's all I really cared about.
Wow.
I dated this woman for probably about 6-7 months.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And then she got a job in like California, and I wasn't going to move with her because I had just gotten back from California. I wasn't going to go back there. But she got a job in California. She moved. And like, that's why we stopped talking. However, but she went out with me again. I told her the truth, and which leads me to, you know, I said that there were two things that women like. One was the truth and honesty, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second is confidence. Be confident in what you are doing, what you are saying, how you're presenting stuff, how you're talking to women. Honesty and confidence are literally slide right out their chair type shit. And that's just real life. I mean, if somebody is sitting out in the world saying, oh, that's bullshit, then they're crazy and you don't want to date them. Women love honesty and women love confidence.
You're so right, man. So, you're so right. Like you, if you're honest with them and you are confident in who you are, it'll take you so far. It'll take you more, like it can arguably take you farther than aptitude.
Right.
It really can, because you can figure some stuff out as you go. But if you are honest with them, where they, because in my experience, one of the most important things you can make a woman feel is safe, like safe as far as like physical safety, like knowing what she's going to get from you, knowing that she doesn't have to worry about like what may happen to her when she's with you, like not safe as in boring, and being honest, being confident, it leads a woman to know, okay, this is who he is, and this is what I'm getting from him. And it makes all the difference. I have to say, this is good stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that I could keep up, because this is not my wheelhouse at all. But I think this is valuable information. I think if you are dating, or if you're about to get back into the dating pool, or you got out of it because it was tough and it was exhausting and it's rough out here, I think this is some really useful information. But let us know what you think. You can respond to us wherever you see this podcast, and you can let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love to hear from you. I think we should definitely do a part two. And I think it should be about like getting ready for dinner. like who's ready for dinner. And I would love to hear you kind of talk through how people get ready for dinner. But before we go, anything else, any last words you wanted to give to the people before we go?
Hey, look, be good humans.
Be good humans.
Just be good humans.
Be good humans. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Peace.